You paid into Medicare for decades. Don't spend retirement limping. The Joint Relief Institute treats joint pain fast. It's covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000.
You know, in a way, this is just a curiosity to me. I don't really care that much about Greenland. I don't think it's going to affect the price of groceries for me. Maybe it will. But then the president is threatening a tariff on Europe, so now it maybe is a little more in my kitchen basket. President Trump told Norway's prime minister that he no longer felt an obligation to think purely of peace. Those were his words in a text message released today. Trump's message to Jonas Gahr Støre ratcheted up a standoff between Washington and its closest allies over his threats to take over Greenland, a self-governing territory of NATO member Denmark. On Saturday, Trump announced a 10% import tax starting in February on goods from eight nations that have rallied around Denmark and Greenland, including Norway. European Union's foreign policy chief said the bloc had no interest in picking a fight, but would quote-unquote hold our ground. British Prime Minister Keir Starmer also sought to de-escalate the tensions. He said this could probably be resolved with calm discussion, which is like so boring, but that's what he said. Trump said in a message on Sunday to the British, Gahr Støre, I think I'm doing that name right, the guy over in Denmark, considering your country decided not to give me the Nobel Peace Prize for having stopped eight plus wars, I no longer feel an obligation to think purely of peace, although it will always be predominant, but can now think about what is good and proper for the United States. The president continued, Denmark cannot protect that land from Russia or China. And why do they have a right of ownership anyway? There are no written documents. It's only a boat that landed there hundreds of years ago, but we had boats land there too. I have also done more for NATO than any other person since its founding, and now NATO should do something for the U.S. The world is not secure unless we have complete and total control of Greenland. Mark Nicholas Grossman is a University of Illinois professor on international relations, and he joins us again to help sort some of this out. Professor, thanks for joining us. How are you today?
Hi. Thanks for having me. I'm doing pretty well.
What's the relationship between Greenland and Denmark?
So they are basically part of the same country, with Greenland as semi-autonomous. So they have a couple of deals between them that says that Greenland governs itself, but it is part of Denmark. It's Danish territory.
What would be the equivalent in U.S. terms?
We don't have anything exactly like that. Maybe Puerto Rico, where, you know, they're not part of the 50 states, don't have the same representation in Congress, but are citizens.
And is the interest in Greenland because of climate change and global warming? There's more sea passage in that part of the world, and that's what maybe represents a threat to our security and safety?
So there's some element of that. As the Arctic warms, that both opens up different sea lanes and shipping routes, and of course also Navy routes, and also potentially some resource deposits like perhaps undersea oil. And with Greenland specifically, perhaps some different minerals that could be mined when more of the glaciers recede or things reduce.
Well, that's what I've heard, that the mineral deposits would be very difficult to extract, right?
Yes. A lot of the island is inaccessible. It's very mountainous. It's very frozen. And Greenland already and Denmark have a very good relationship with the United States, have been open to various American mining companies or others, and those companies have determined that it's not economically viable. It doesn't make them money. It's too hard to get.
And when the Cold War was hot, Greenland was very agreeable to us staging troops and having bases there, right?
Correct. And that's actually still the case. So the U.S. has had an active base on Greenland since the 1950s. That's still true. And with various other European countries, including Denmark, have cooperated with the U.S. on things like Cold War countering the Soviet Union, or Arctic security, or a variety of other issues.
My understanding is the stance from Greenland and Denmark is if you want to put more bases there, just ask. You don't need to own the thing. Is that your read on it also?
Absolutely, 100%. The U.S. has had full military and economic access to Greenland and has gained a lot from having the trust and mutual benefits of a robust alliance that is now almost 80 years old.
Can you comment on the threat that China and Russia represent in that part of the world?
Sure, that it's virtually none. So China in particular is not there at all. And Russia is focusing a lot more of its threat against Europe and against U.S. partners and allies in Eastern Europe and land with the war in Ukraine. So Russia does have the most Arctic coastline, the most territory above the Arctic Circle, but every other country that has any territory or coastline above the Arctic Circle is in NATO. There's Canada, the Scandinavian countries, Sweden, Finland, Norway, Iceland, and Denmark, and the U.S. via Alaska. And so all of the potential countering of Russia in the Arctic Circle would be much easier to do when it is all those countries working together in an alliance than when it is the United States trying to do it alone while fighting with other countries that it had been allied with and also trying to counter Russia.
Well, the administration,
in general, the North Atlantic is NATO, North Atlantic Treaty Organization. They control the North Atlantic. There is not any active Russian or Chinese threat there.
Well, that's a different scenario than what we're hearing from the administration. It sounds like the Chinese or Russian ships are prowling that area and are up to no good.
I'm not sure what to tell you. That's not true.
Well, is there a scenario, can you imagine, where the United States would be fighting against our European allies over Greenland?
In theory, I mean, I think it's still probably unlikely. The U.S. would have to order a military invasion of the islands, and then the European forces that are there would have to shoot back. Either of those might not necessarily happen, but they could. And the fact that we're even talking about it, of even any possibility of a shooting war between these old allies, means that something very serious has changed.
Well, that may be the understatement of the day. I wonder how much it would cost.
Oh, to go to war?
No, to buy it.
Oh, to buy. Well, they don't want to sell. So
really, I mean, but
I don't
that's
know.
Not.
I mean, I guess
it would seem to me like the president is resolute in somehow having a permanent foothold there, and he doesn't want to lease the land. He wants to take it or buy it. Now, Donald Trump has backed off crazy statements before, and maybe yet that will happen. Some other shiny object will grab his attention. But if it were not an invasion, which sounds absurd, and it was a purchase, then I wonder what the price is. You don't even think that's a relevant question?
No, I don't think it's possible that they don't want to sell. They don't want to be a part of America. There is no lump sum that the United States could give them now that would end up being more valuable to them than the things that they get from being a part of Denmark, such as universal health care.
Well, then
for life versus a check now.
How do you think this is going to end then?
I don't have a good answer to that. I don't think anybody really knows. That one you mentioned is it's possible that he changes his mind or drops the issue, though he has said it a lot and seems pretty determined. It's possible that the Europeans retaliate economically and with, you know, either tariffs or perhaps diplomatically, things like pulling American visas. A drastic move would be something like boycotting the World Cup in the United States, though I doubt they'll do that. You know, the Europeans love the World Cup. But then both of them, both Europe and the U.S., come to some sort of, okay, we both back down and we both save face agreement.
Right, right.
Or a non-zero possibility that that President Trump orders military operations to commence against the island. There have already been some U.S. intelligence operations, things like influence operations, trying to get more of the people there to be pro-American, pro-Trump specifically, anti-Denmark. But as best I can tell, those haven't worked. And so it's going to come down to either probably backing down or shooting.
I would imagine there's also a scenario where we could lease the land, you know, and we'll paint that any way we want. But in effect, we'll have a more secure military presence there. And we can call it something other than just that. But we'll wait and see how this plays out. Okay, this is a good start. I hope to call you again. I hope not to call you again. Nicholas Grossman, University of Illinois Professor of International Relations. Thanks for your information today.
Sure, my pleasure.
He said, chuckling. It's crazy, isn't it?